International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And, of course, today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor from the magnificent city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And, you know, I want us to come into agreement that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, and that once you listen to the show today, that you will be inspired to become the awesome person, the awesome man or woman that God created you to be. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you have had a great week and that you're having a great day or evening. And I have a question for you. Are you excited about the unlimited possibilities that are available to you at this very moment, just waiting for you to awaken to them? Isn't that exciting? Well, I have had a great week. It has been a beautiful week here in Atlanta, a little warm during the earlier part of the week. And for the last 2 days, we've gotten a little chill, and it feels so good. And, you know, I just made a decision a couple of years ago that no matter what the day holds, that I'm making a choice. I'm choosing to embrace and enjoy my days. And boy, are you in for a treat today. My very special guest is Mr. Derek Mills, and he's going to be sharing about how he became wealthy after 18 years of struggling. Can anybody relate to that? So stay tuned. But before Derek comes, you know, I made a decision because I get so many questions about, Constance, how do you do this? What do you do in your every life? And I said that as often as I can, I'm going to share, I guess I'm going to call them rituals or some principles that I really implement in my life. And these are things that I do continually in order to create and maintain a successful life. So the tip that I decided that I'm going to share with you for this week is that I have at least one person that I am completely vulnerable and honest with at all times. So that means I don't carry or harbor any problems or concerns if I'm really going through a lot or if I have things that might be a little troublesome to me. I reach out and I ask for help. You know, many, many, many years ago, I used to hold everything in and try to solve everything myself. And really, the root of that was guilt and shame. Shame that I had gotten myself in that position. Shame that I know the answer and couldn't do it myself. So really, high self-esteem is the ability to reach out and ask for help. So the person that I reach out to is my former pastor. And we have an agreement that I don't go over 48 hours. If I'm struggling with something, I'll call him and say, can you talk by phone? Do you have 30 minutes? And I share with him my struggles, my insecurities, any concerns that I have. And so he listens and he pours into my life. He speaks into my life and he's solution oriented. So my tip for you this week is to have at least one mentor, one coach, one person who you can be completely honest with, who is on a higher level than you, who can pour into your life and give you great advice. So I believe, or at least I know, that when you allow guilt and shame to just rule you, that that keeps you in bondage. And that is my tip for you for the week. All right, a quick reminder, I would love to partner with you as your coach, you know, over the next couple of weeks. I think I shared last week that I'm going to be having some of my clients come and share with you their experiences. But a former client of mine who is now a 5-time Grammy winner, he's going to be coming on the air and sharing his coaching experience with me and how it impacted his life, his music, and his business. So if you're ready for change and you are willing to do the work and you understand the power of investment and you think you're worth the investment, then contact me at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com. Additionally, you can visit my website at FulfillingYourPurpose.com and purchase my MP3 affirmations, my book, and my special coaching packages. Well, are you ready? After these quick commercials, I'm going to be right back with Mr. Darryl Mills. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to FulfillingYourPurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those wonderful commercials. You know, I am really excited about my guest tonight. You know, I always know when the Spirit of God has really attracted to me, for you, someone who is going to radically shift and change your life. My guest tonight is Mr. Darryl Mills, and Darryl is known as the Standards Guy. He is the author of the 10-Second Philosophy book, which is published by Hay House. And in this book, he shares the power of true self and the utilization of standards instead of goals to achieve happiness and success. Of course, Darryl coaches and speaks to people all over the world. He speaks internationally, and recently he took the stage at the I Can Do It conference, I love those, in San Diego, along with such speakers as Dr. Wayne Dyer. He is a featured expert in the inspiring personal development movie Keeper of the Keys, starring Jack Canfield, John Gray, and Marcy Shemoff. And so he has an amazing story of transformation, and I know that your life will never be the same again. So Darryl Mills, all of the way from the K, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Constance, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. Pleasure to be your guest.
I love your accent, Darryl.
And I love yours as well. I love that southern accent. Sounds so smooth.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, you have such an amazing story. So let's just go ahead and get started. We're going to be talking about the 10-Second Philosophy, a practical guide to releasing your inner genius. So share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and what in the world is the 10-Second Philosophy.
Okay. Yeah, firstly, the person I am right now is not the person I used to be. I know a lot of people can resonate with that. But my life and my experience of this thing called life is so very different now that it's really led to the book and the work and experiences I get to help other people around the world. When I was 38 years old, I was broke. I was near depressed. I wasn't diagnosed. I wouldn't go to the doctor, but I was near depressed. I just call that space a space of clinical unhappiness because I didn't have the official diagnosis of depression. Clinically unhappy and depressed and not living a life that was even remotely my own, so I wasn't enjoying it. I don't know if anybody else experiences this. When you're not really yourself, it's hard to really get the best out of your relationship. So it was fracturing relationships with my wife and with my children and, of course, most importantly, with myself. I felt I was living a life that wasn't even my own. And there was really one moment 9 years ago where I was asked a question that changed everything. One of those questions is that appeared to be the universe just delivered a question to me, which could be, you might call it a non-question, Constance, as in it means nothing to most people on most days. But in that moment, it allowed me to take a journey inside, to look introspectively and change everything from the inside out. And that's my story.
Well, and so, Derek, you know, I read your work and your book, and so literally you were struggling, you were working long hours, and you were not really living a purposeful and fulfilling. You know, we have listeners all over the world tonight, and so, what is the 10-second philosophy? And, man, can God come in your life in 10 seconds and change your world, Derek?
Absolutely. Well, the last question is the clear one, because God is never out of our lives. It's a question of whether we are open to God and to the universe, the source. It's whether we're open to that. Because can you change your life in seconds? You can have a blinding light on the road to Damascus, and that can change life in half a second. Or you might have a moment where it seems that the universe collaborates just to bring you a message. And it hasn't got to be a car crash on the motorway or the freeway. Sometimes it can be a still, small voice that suddenly, for whatever reason, you suddenly take inside and allow it to work on your inner self, on your essence of who you are, on your inner spirit. And as you hold that place, you then begin to realize and see the whole of your life, and maybe even the whole of creation, in a completely different way. Because that's what happened to me. I was asked a question 9 years ago by an office security guard. You mentioned I was working 6 days a week, not seeing my wife and my family for long stretches. I'd leave the house 4 days out of bed. I'd get home and they were already in bed. I was stressed, and I wasn't making money because I just couldn't do this thing. I was working on a self-employed basis. And a lot of the months of those years were tight. But after 18 years in doing this and running this business on such a shoestring, the one question from the security guard made me stop and pause and go inside and consider. And the question was really simple. It just said, what time did you get up this morning? So when I said to you that was a non-question, it's a non-question to most people. But when it's almost 10 in the evening and you've been up since 6, on the road at 7, now in the office at 10 o'clock in the evening, and realizing that this is your day in, day out life, and that you had an awful life and you weren't happy, that you were depressed and you were broken, you were spoiling all your relationships and you weren't being yourself, it made me stop and examine the whole of my life. And in the next 10 seconds, clarity came from within me and said, you're not happy. And one of many people can relate to this. You're not happy, it said to me, because you're not who you truly are. And you can't be truly happy as not you. And then as I stood in that place, it was like having a hurricane throughout the whole of my life. But at the same time, in the middle of that hurricane, there was this glass ball with a butterfly inside. This glass ball with stillness and beauty and knowledge and wisdom as it fluttered around. And that's where my voice came from. And I recognized the voice as being my own. And he said to me, you've been setting goals to be happy one day. When you've got this money, this house, this car, this income, all these things, then you'll be happy, you promised yourself. And the voice said to me, you can't be happy in the future. You're going to be happy in the now. The happiness is a present time experience. So stop setting these goals for the future and be happy now by setting standards from within myself, from my truth on the inside, and live by one day at a time, just one day at a time, live from that place. And that made all the difference, for instance. From that point onwards, I mean, quickly say that everything changed to the degree that I was broke. I had saved my house from foreclosure in the previous years. I'd had the bailiffs, or what you might call the sheriff, in my house. And then within 3 years from this epiphany, I was, it's not about the money, but I was a millionaire in UK, sterling millionaire. The following year, I made $1 million in just 1 year, doing the same job, learning 6 days a week, but in 3.5 days a week, with my health, my love, my family, my business running the way that it should be. This was the shift.
Wow. And so really, it's an inside
Absolutely.
Job. I
Amen.
Say that every
Amen.
Sunday. It's not out there. It's within you.
I would go further than that. I would say that the more we live out there, which it means on the outside of us, paying attention to the world, the media, the friend next door, the this note, all around us, the more we live out in that place, the less we become ourselves. And more importantly, the more we say to ourselves, I'm going to be this in the future and be happy in the future when I'm this, the more we detach from the truth. So the truth is within. And when we live on the outside of ourselves and when we live in the future, we move us away from the present. And the only way to experience ourselves is in the present time. So this whole philosophy, and I get that other teachers around the world talk about setting goals. They've done this for the last 120 odd years. So I have a really simple question when I speak to the audiences. I say, actually, have you set goals? And most people say, yes, of course we have. And then after experiencing people around the world, I ask this question. I say, how's that working out for you? And get them to answer that question honestly. How's it working out for you, for your family, your community, your country, your world? How's it working out? And from that place, we can begin to look at, and I'll perhaps ask a different question, that could we set instead standards from within our truth, from our truth, and stick to those standards just one day at a time? So it's worth just giving you a definition of standards as far as the philosophy is concerned. And the 10-second philosophy, the book which I wrote to share this with other people, says the standard is a basis, criterion, level, quality, or rule. One of those five things. A basis, criterion, level, quality, or rule that we set from within, that we set from our truth, and we only commit to living at that place as one day at a time, no more than that. That's a standard.
Wow. And so would you say basically your book is a different other self-help books in the area that you're the standards
exactly.
guy?
So yeah, I would say absolutely, Constance, because what I need to share with you is that for when I got to 38, I spent almost 18 years reading the books about set goals, you'll be happy and successful, live this life, listen to what the world says, let the world determine who you are and what you believe is right and all these other things. And after 18 years, I was still broken, depressed. So those things didn't work for me. And since my change, since my epiphany or my shift, I've met people in every faith, of every color, creed and belief system who've told me goals didn't work for them either. So for me, the philosophy became just another way of looking at things. And, you know, sometimes for many of us, all it takes to make a massive shift in our life is another way of looking at things, a different philosophy.
Yes.
So all I wrote the book was to say, look, this worked for me and people I've been coaching and mentoring since I woke up, of all faiths and religions. And because of that, I was able to say, actually, just try it. See how it works for you. And people began to get some phenomenal results. If you just look at Amazon, for example, we picked up 3-4 new reviews on Amazon today. Phenomenal what people have had shift. I'd love to just contact these people and say, what's your story? What do you mean? What massive shift that you had? I want to learn and get the juice of that story to share with even more people, because that's why I wrote the book. That's why I do what I do, to help shift lives.
Right. And so let's talk about the true self. How could a listener out there tonight who may be struggling, feel helpless, how would they tap into true self? And then once they do, what are some steps that they should take?
The first thing is to give you some references. The first thing is that if we live our lives in our thinking self, which is our mind isn't the greatest tool to create our greatness. If we drop into the ego is the thing that's most easily influenced by the outside world. So we do many things, even when we're not aware of it, from an egoic perspective. So what the true self is the essence of who we came here as. As in, it's the real truth that we were born into this world with, the person that we really are. Because when we shuffle off this mortal coil, when we die, our body turns back to dust. That which goes on is what we call the true self. So it's with us now as we live and listen to this conversation, and it's also the thing that goes on when the body turns back to dust. It's the truth to who we really are. And that true self can be accessed by, some people call this a mini meditation, but just by each day, taking time every single day, one day at a time, just to sit down, and get into the breath and relax and open up our awareness to what's inside of us rather than what's outside of us. And as you practice accessing this place, almost like a mini meditation, is to begin to search for our own voice and our own energy and our own wisdom, our own sagacity, to clear the outer voice and to let go of the outer voice and begin to trust again once more the person that we really are on the inside. And this takes practice each day, one day at a time.
Right.
And from that place, you know, the great thing about the true self, we can get tips to how connected we are to that true self, because the language of true self is intuition, it's instinct, it's guidance from within. And as I know human beings to the degree that I know them, human beings tend to ignore the instinct, the intuition, and the inner wisdom that can guide them, can guide us all to have incredible lives for ourselves and other people. And instead we go into the mind and the ego and take action from that place. So when you get into instinct, into intuition, that's the real you speaking to you. When it comes from within, you have no logical connection to what you're thinking, that's you again. When you find your connection to God, and you listen to the words you're speaking, you don't know where they're coming from, that's your true self. When you find your experiences are what you might even call spiritual, and you think, where did this come from? I can feel this now. This is really me. In that quiet space inside, that's the true self. So we can look at this as many different things, but there's only one thing. Your true self is your truth. When we begin to act, sorry, to first listen to, feel from, and act from our truth, we change. And when we change, everything changes for us. So the steps are really simple. Finding space to sit and meditate and find a quiet spot. You might call that prayer, you might call that meditation, or just a quiet space that you can trust. And you practice going there. But don't just be there. Discover of ourselves with questions what is right for us in our lives. What's right for me in my health? What's the right standard for me in this relationship when I'm with this person or with this company? What's the right criteria for my friendships? What are the right standards of the friends that would best honor and serve me to allow me to serve the world? These are questions that we ask in that quiet space. And the most final thing, most important thing there, Constance, is to follow through on the messages from that place. Not just to have the conversation, but to take action in the real world that we learn from our true self. I hope that makes sense for some people.
And it does. It does. So, Derek, when you had your awakening that evening, did you just spend more time meditating and you came to a deeper realization of your true self? How did you do that?
That evening, after 18 years, I had this epiphany. One of the things it said to me practically was to stop setting goals, but to start living from standards set from within. So that same evening, from that place, is holding that experience as much as I could, holding that place that began really communicating with me, that true self, I began to write down new standards for my family, me as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a brother, as family, in relationships, in my career, and in my health. Those are the first areas I worked on, and we could all choose areas to work on first. Mm-hmm. So I would say, no more working weekends and seeing clients all over the country driving everywhere. Clients in my business must come see me in the office. I'm not going to drive for 40,000 miles a year anymore. All over the country, must come and see me. No more working mornings, early mornings. And I would take my children to school, new rule, take my kids to school every single morning. And in the evening, another new rule, another standard, as standard, pick up my kids up from school and have that time with them in the morning and in the afternoon, rebuild those relationships that are lost for the first half of their lives. And Friday became for quality of life, which is a standard. I call that Jerry time. I call it Jerry time because that's my wife's name. So we have Jerry time on a Friday. Mm-hmm. No clients, children at school, Jerry time. I re-engage standards of type of clients I would take on, who I would work with, new health, what I add into my body in terms of food and the exercise I would take each day. All these things around standards in the key areas that affected me. And of course, each of us now can change one standard in any area of our life. And there are seven key areas. And one standard changes everything. In that moment that I held, I changed standards in 3, 4, 5 different areas. So my life took off in a phenomenal way in the areas that I cared about and allowed me to help the world. And I actually wrote them all down, the new standards. I've increased and changed and shifted them over time and had higher standards. So I wrote them down. I gave copies to my children, new dad, new standards. To my wife, new husband, new standards. I laminated copies put a copy on the fridge in the house, somebody could see, and I lived from that place. And that's why the shifts were so massive, so enormous. But you know what, the key thing, Constance, about doing that, people came to me after a few years saying, how did you go from being a failure for 18 years to overnight, quote unquote, mm-hmm. successful with all this wealth and income? And they could see that, and that's, of course, you know, natural people to say that. But here's the real joy for me. I became happy that evening in that 10-second moment because I discovered mm-hmm. my truth, and I knew I was going to live for my truth from that moment onwards. That's when my life changed. The money came as a result. The book, the film, the executive producing and all that stuff came as a result of the creativity pouring from me, which is the gift of the true self. When you live from that place, your true creativity, the gifts from God that you came here with, pours out into our lives, and we become successful because we have the greatest selves in our world.
You know, I love it, Derek, and it's nothing but the truth. And I love, you know, the whole principle of living your standards one day at a time. So basically, on this day, at this moment, your standard might be exercising and taking care of your body. So it's not out there mm-hmm. tomorrow or at the end of 2013, I have a healthy body, but on this day, I have a healthy body, and I'm going to do everything in my power to line up with my standards for this day.
Can you record that? It's beautiful. That was absolutely perfectly said, because that's the truth. A quick example would be the people that get to the end of 2013 with another goal to lose that weight, or to get fit, and it's a goal, and the gyms around the world love people doing this stuff because they know that those goals are not being adhered to. So what standard says, it's about today. 2,000 years ago, Christ walked on the planet. He said many things and taught, but he gave us his prayer, which we call the Lord's Prayer, those of us who are Christians who have the same faith. Mm-hmm. And that prayer, you know, has four words that resonated with me again and again and again. Those four words are, give us this day. Give us this day. Notice whether you believe he's the Son of God, or if you're a Muslim, he's a powerful prophet, but give us this day. He did not say give us this week, give us this month, give us this three-year business plan, give us this fiscal year. He said give us this day. That was the message. It's about being you today, loving today, caring today, giving of your gifts and yourself today, being all you can be today. It's about the day. And later in Scripture, he qualifies that when Christ says, have no worry for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. And for many years, I didn't know what that even meant, but when I woke up, I knew exactly what it meant. Because when each of us is our greatest self, our true self, with our gifts and the light and the love we have inside, out in the world, and our talents working in the world from within, of course I have tomorrow to take care of. Of course I'll be the best they can be. But we do it by today. So when I say set standards, you set your standards from within, and then you commit to that standard and recommit one day at a time. Just for today, just until you get your head back on your pillow tonight, you recommit. So anyone listening to this who's done goals for years and years and years can say, you know, for three-year goals, five-year goals, one-year goal, end-of-year goals, monthly goals, the greatest you is when you are present in your life. That means being in today with all your gifts showing in this world. And you commit to being in that place, holding that standard. Stick to that standard just for today. And then one day at a time, long enough to see what would happen if you did. And that's what changes you, and that's what changes the world.
Oh, I love that. Derek, and you know, the number one question that I get from listeners all over the world is, Constance, how can I begin to attract more money in my life? I want you to address success and money. Because it sounds like to me what you decided to do was to, you know, set a standard of wealth and abundance, but you were not really seeking wealth and abundance. You were just living one day at a time. How does that work, and what would that look like for people who've set goals of increased financial abundance before the end of 2000?
Okay, that's a great question, because what it allows us to discuss is, what is this really all about, and what does success mean? So can you have success without happiness? Can we be happy by living a life that isn't ours? Can we be happy as having a non-self life, where we feel after 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years, this life wasn't even mine? Is that called happiness? So what we can begin to do is to rewind on this and hold on a second. What if we went down another path and said, that success must include happiness. And what if true success, because this goal setting for success myth has been around for 100 plus years, what if, as in many times in history, we've lived from one place and suddenly found that that wasn't the right place? So I'm going to give you different consideration just to play with. What if true success, you know, okay, for listeners anywhere around the world, what if true success and happiness comes from discovering who we really are, the gift of life that we came here, the talents, the gifts, the abilities that we came here with, the genius, the guru that we are on the inside? What if true success is if we came here with that stuff? But success is about getting that stuff discovered, discovering who we are, and then living our life from that place. That's success. And we become happy in the being that which we truly are, rather than by the acquisition of goods that will, like us, return back to dust. I'm just going to put that out there as a suggestion. That it could be that happiness and success,
right,
comes from being who we truly are. And success, by the way, material success, because we are, after all, in the physical world, and we know the rules. If you don't pay the bills, they take your house. You know, if you don't work, you don't eat. So what we do know is that, but then the question then becomes, how do I become successful in business or with money, for example? Well, the best way to become successful in business and money for ourselves is to discover our gifts, discover the genius, discover the gifts that we came here with, and put those into the world. Not things that you acquire from the world, but that which you came here with, to take the time to discover and to realize what you've really got. And then in love and light for others, to make that real, that which you discover in the world. So I work in still work in the same industry for these 27 years. I now do coaching and mentoring and other things, but I have this wealth management business. And when I sit down with a client, people say, gosh, how does Derek do get all this success when he sounds like a fluffy mind-body spiritual person? And I go, it's because of that that I get the success. Because when I'm sitting down with a new prospect or an existing client, I'm holding a global energy of love. I'm thinking about where we all came from and where we all go to. And I hold the space of being what I call the A, B, C, and C. So here's what you can do today in your business. Be your authentic self. Discover what that is and be that place in every meeting, with every transaction, with your son, with your client, with your daughter, with yours. Be your authentic self. Then be balanced in your dealings. Dealing with them in the right way. Don't be a martyr to anyone. But also, don't be greedy. Don't do it just for you. If you're a martyr, you lose eventually. And when you lose, you can always lose the right to serve. But if you do it just for you, just for yourself, and you're greedy, then the world loses. So eventually you will too. So authentic balance. And then being centered. When we act from our centered place, people pick up on this energy and they connect with us. Because I actually know that we're from this one place. Let's call it the oneness from God. And when we hold that space in love for other beings, they're not thinking, oh, this person feels, I feel so connected to this person. This feels really, really right. They're not in their ego saying that. In their spirit, they're saying, my spirit takes this person. I believe every one of us comes from the source, comes from the oneness, is looking for places with human beings to plug back in that remind us of that which we came from. And when we find that, we plug back in, we say, I'll do business with Constance. I don't know what the charges are different, or the structure, the product isn't the same as the other people I met with, but you know, there's something about this woman that makes me just want to work with her or do business with her. And that Constance is not a thinking process, it's truth. You hold your truth. And in a way, it's as if we give permission to others, when we hold our truth, to tap into theirs. And to connect with us at the deepest spiritual level. And when people started doing that for me in 2004, in such huge numbers, my product hasn't changed. Let's get rid of excuses. My product hasn't changed. I didn't change the company. I didn't change the building. I didn't change the charges. I didn't change anything. I changed me. And people began to turn up in so many numbers, yes, such big numbers, and to refer people to do me. And they became wealthier and wealthier and wealth introductions. That after 18 years of struggle, trying to think my way around things, and trying to get the world to tell me what to do so I could just do that thing, and wearing seven hats instead of just one, and not being myself. After 18 years of that, I got to the place where I found, this is my spirit. This is the gift of my life. And I know that I'd been living my life based on what everybody else thought I should be up to that point. And I knew that for me to be great for other people, I must be true self. I must be myself. See, this life was given to me. your life was given to you. If my life was meant to be given to somebody else, it would have been given to somebody else. But the gift was given to me for this life. So I began to live from that place. And within a few years, as you know from my story, that the business results went through the roof. And that's really the only reason why I'm here, is because people began to notice such a massive shift in the business results. They began to say, how did I do that? And they approached me for coaching and counselling and mentoring, and then approached to write a book, and then approached to write to be in a film with Jack Canfield and Dr. John Gray and Marcy Shymoff and be a speaker around the world. I discovered gifts within me that I would never have discovered had I set goals based on what was in my mind. Instead, I set standards based on my truth within and trusted that from this gift, I would discover how to use it. And if I can give that value to the world, the world, of course, pay me handsomely. Fair trade. I'll finish just by saying that it's fair trade. In the Bible, we are told that Joseph was a carpenter. Jesus, until he was 30, was also a carpenter. And I believe they were professional carpenters. Why? Because nowhere in the Bible does it say that they made tables and chairs and cupboards and gave them away at the front door. They did not just give the stuff away at the front door. If they had, he would have said so. I believe they're professional carpenters. So they traded their gifts for other gifts. They traded their gifts they created from the inside, these applications and tables and covers, and they traded them for money or for other gifts. That's what we can all do. Ancient text, ancient story, gift from God. Discover that which we have, and we can put that out into the world, and it's okay to accept what the world gives us back from that place.
Right. I mean, that's so powerful. Well, if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Derek Mills, and he is the author of The 10-Second Philosophy, A Practical Guide to Releasing Your Inner Genius. And, you know, Derek, when you were talking about, you know, an exchange, that's just how I get my my clients, and whatever happens in my life, I'm using the gifts that God has given to me to serve, to encourage, to empower, and people can feel that. And just to someone call and said, you know, I listened to you, and I don't know how I found you, but I felt you. I felt your spirit. And if people would listen tonight, whether or not you are in a multi-level marketing business, or let's just say you're trying to start a new daycare, or you might be in financial planning, if you would just go inside and then just begin to serve people, what will happen is you will resonate abundance and love and empowerment, and people will be attracted to you because you're coming from a real place, you're not trying to hustle people, and they will purchase your goods and or services.
Absolutely. And this is the truth. And you know, one of the things I was asked when I first woke up at 38, and one of the things I had to do was to get rid of the clients who were abusing my service and abusing my trust and sucking the life out of me with no care or appreciation for me being a family man or married with young children, just getting what can I get from this guy. And you know what, because I was such a low confidence guy and low self-esteem, and I gave, so I did the martyr thing. That's why I suffered financially. And then, of course, my children suffered. I mean, me not being around them. My wife suffered. Mm-hmm. So I gave it away, moved away from me, those clients that I knew. Which means I moved away about 90% of my client bank to another agent to service. Because, you know, they'd have taken me into the grave prematurely if I'd stuck with them. Because it was about, actually, if you just give, people would just take. But actually, it's about an exchange, as you beautifully put in your words a few moments ago. So people began to say to me, Derek, it must have taken so much courage to make that change. You're already suffering financially. Then you have these new standards about who can be a client and the basis that you would work, and you would only work with certain people. It must have taken a lot of courage because you're already in a bad place financially. And I began to respond by saying, it didn't take any courage. It just took my truth because my truth is more important and more powerful than courage. And I said, when you went backwards and you suffered, and after you changed, your income went backwards a bit first, and you must have had a lot of willpower to stick at it when things weren't going to plan. I said, well, things were going to plan. The money is only one part of that reflection, but things were going to plan because I was discovering myself. It didn't take any willpower. It just took more discovery of my truth, because my truth is more powerful and stronger than willpower. So I stuck with the truth, and I acted from that place, and I changed. And when I changed, everything changed for me.
Well, you know, Derek, you're really a messenger of God. Of course, you already know that. And too many people are asleep to who they are, and they are asleep to that inner genius. So for someone who has for 20 years, let's say they've always written out their goals, you know, they say 3% of the population has written goals and 3% of the population, there's a direct correlation between having written goals and wealth. What would you say to these people? Where would they begin? Would they begin with one area of their lives, and what would that look like?
I would begin by choosing the area of your life, because I did this, and it's worked for people I've coached over the time. Choose one area of your life that frustrates you the most, or makes you the most angry, or that you're most upset with, or most dissatisfied with. And there are seven key areas. We have this system called the perfect life standard system, perfect life. And perfect is nothing more than a mnemonic for the seven key areas, which is, the P is your personal health and fitness. E is environment, which is your internal attitude and external surroundings. The R is relationships. F is for family. And I'm just going a bit fast, but perhaps we can allow some access to the website if that's okay at the end, where there's documents. So F is for family, yeah?
Absolutely.
E is for emotions. C is for career. And T is for time. And for very few people, it means time management. But what it really meant when I wrote the philosophy that came out of me was, it means our time on this earth, this life, how we connect with others, things that aren't covered in the other areas. It just comes down to our spirituality, our raison d'etre, our reason for being here. It's our expression, our passion, this gift. And if we can set standards in any of these areas, including the area of time, our time on this earth, then we can choose one area. Then we can sit down and we go through just four simple steps. So let's suppose you chose relationships. Four simple steps. We ask ourselves four questions. Firstly, what is the source of this standard? Remember, standards are basis, criteria, level, quality, or rule. What's the source of this standard? Where did it come from? Say, let's say that you're 48 years old, and you say, well, I'm 48 now. In my relationships, this is one of my standards. Well, where did that come from? Well, that came from when I was 21 years old. I used to knock around with these guys, and we used to have fun, and we used to go out, and we used to date girls, and all these things, whatever. I took my standards from there. And I said, so I've always done that. Okay, I said, well, but you're 48 now. Are there things in your relationship that you've had for many, many years without ever considering that that's how your standard was 20 years ago, 10 years ago? So consider the source. In career, in your health, the things that you're eating by the day, where did that come from? Where did that rule come from, that standard? And then say, does this standard from my past, whatever the source is, it's a great journey just to consider the source of our standards, but it's even better to say right now, step two, does that standard honor and serve me now? Does it honor and serve me now, my truth? And if it does not, to let that go, step three, and detach and disassociate from the standard that no longer, we know, when we take that time to go inside, we know what serves us. We don't need a 40,000-year-old guru. We know. It's whether we're prepared to act on that truth. And step four, of course, we can set new standards in any area of our life and commit to living at them, not for the rest of our life, but just for one day. That's it. And if the good Lord gives us tomorrow, we recommit to that standard for that day, and so on.
Wow, that's so amazing. And you know, lastly, you talk about the law of connection. What is that, and why is that important?
It's vitally important. Because when I hear people talk about the law of attraction, I want to give them another way of looking at things. And simply put, the law of connection goes back to, depends what, you know, what people, people have different faiths and religions and spirituality. We have to respect that. So I put, just the language is not meant to offend anyone. It's just simply by saying that we go back to where we came. And whether you're a quantum physicist, you know that everything is energy. The mountain is energy. We break it down to the atoms and the protons and the electrons and the quarks and the W's and Z's and the muons and the pronuons and the Higgs and the bosons and the Higgs bosons. We keep going. Everything is energy. And of course, when we go to a spiritual level, we know that that is also one simple connected energy. And we call that our spirit. We call that God. We call that inner wisdom. People have called it infinite intelligence. And I say, actually, when you act as if that's true, you change. Because when we look at the world today and the wars and the imbalance in the world, and we everyone's fighting for their own without realizing that, hey, we are one body. Spiritually, energetically, we're one body. And when we begin to understand this law of connection between each of us, see, I wouldn't take a gun in my right hand and shoot my left hand, because my left hand is part of me. If I don't shoot, because I recognize I wouldn't do that to myself. So when we begin to look at the body, we then say, if I'm thirsty and my body is dehydrated and I see a glass on the table, I'm away from the table. As I outreach my hand and reach out my hand towards that glass, I'm too far away. My legs, without question, without challenge, without opposition, walk me to the glass. Part of the same body. They walk me to the glass. They take me there and I drink. And as I drink the water and that flows down my throat, the whole of my body, the system takes the water to every extremity of my body, every part serving the other. Now, this is how the physical body can be aligned to that spiritual connection. When we begin to understand that we are one energy, one spirit, oneness, we come from the oneness and we will go back there. We will begin to treat not just ourselves, but treat everyone around us and the world in a better place. And the law of connection talks, when I talk about different faiths I mentioned there, and all come back to the same faith. We are one. When we act from that place, we change how we treat others. When we change how we treat others, the whole world is changed. And that's part of the law of connection. So true. That helps.
So true. Derek, I'm going to strongly encourage my listeners all over the world to go and purchase Derek's book. I mean, you can hear the truth that this man has. And many who I know have been probably praying and crying out and searching and saying, God, I know there's more. Give me some truth. Give me some steps. And I believe that this is the that has been, I would say, destined to help you. So, Derek, share with our listeners all over the world, how can people purchase your book? How can they contact you? What is your website, etc.?
The book is available on Amazon, Amazon.com. So if you go to Amazon, you can get Kindle versions. And also the hard copy version from pretty much anywhere in the world. It's printed by Hay House. If you visit our website for other resources and videos and links to YouTube and other resources we have, including for those who've never set standards, which is most people, of course, is to a simple step of how to set standards. The website is www.derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, hyphen, or dash, that's hyphen, mills.com, D-E-R-E-K, hyphen Mills, MILLS.com. If you visit us, and then you can, our contact details are there. You can ask your questions, tell us your story once you've read the book and you tell us the shifts. We have some incredible testimonials on there. We put another few on there. We looked at Amazon today and saw these wonderful shifts that people have had. And I want everyone listening to have that shift as well. So come to the website, buy the book from Amazon, and any questions you've got, follow me on Facebook, The 10 Second Philosophy, Derek Mills. Twitter, just connect, because we're already connected, but take the step to strengthen the connection, and I'll do my best to help you.
Derek, when will you be in the U.S. again? I'm going to encourage all of my folks in the U.S. to really come and see you.
I'm going to be in the U.S. next fall. I'm going to do a book tour and some of the other talks. I've been doing a couple of things to get my message out there in the U.S., but you know what, Constance, the best thing for me to do is when I get to this, to America, when I've been there, I've always felt at home, always. And in the book, I talk about Atlanta. I let you find out where, but the idea is, there's a little paragraph I talk about when I visited the Martin Luther King Center, and I talk about the story of Rosa Parks, right. And after all the years, you know, she just said one day, today's the day, where she said, this is the stand I'm going to treat myself at. This is the stand I'm going to be. Through my truth today, I'm sitting here right now. I'm as good as anybody else. She set a new standard. I've met people who've met her and discussed and shared her story. You know, instead of saying one day, she said today, and changed history. And I want to tell you, everyone in America, that I share her story and your story, and my story of visiting Atlanta, all around the world, India, Dubai, Holland, everywhere I go, I share that story. I go to South Africa next year, I'm speaking there. I share the story of my visit to Atlanta and to the Martin Luther King Museum and the church, and how that fits into my own story of growth. There's more there than you probably realize there.
Right. I feel very honored to live here in Atlanta, and I know that God brought me here, so I really feel you, and I understand where you're coming from. So, Derek, in closing, what would you like to say to people tonight?
I say to everyone that discover your true self, and as you discover more of your true self, be that which you discover. If you want to be happy or happier or successful, the greatest way, the easiest way, the best way for you to do that is to discover that which you are, that which you already have, the gifts. I want you to remember my story of being broke, depressed, former stutterer for 18 years. And when I woke up with these gifts revealed, changed my life, and now lives around the world on all continents, which means that the gift that I had to change the world that was inside of me must have been inside of me one of those 18 lean years. Your gift is inside of you. Discover that. Realize what it is and make it real in the world. And you will find your blessings, you will find your success, and you will be happy. Thank you.
Derek Mills, thank you so much. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Thank you so much for joining me again tonight. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Tell three of your friends about my show. If you want to shoot me a quick email, you can do that at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I love you. God loves you, and expect a miracle.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.